This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Search operations are underway in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, to locate and detain prisoners who fled from a prison in Suleja following significant damage caused by heavy rains. At least 118 inmates managed to escape, with only 10 being apprehended so far. Adamu Duza, the spokesperson for the Federal Capital Territory Command of the Nigerian Correctional Service, verified that the prison, which held medium security detainees, sustained extensive damage from the downpour, particularly to its perimeter wall, enabling the inmates to make their escape. For an update on this, we are joined on the line by our correspondent in Nigeria, Collins Atohengbe. Collins, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Good afternoon, Lulu. How are you? Hi, Josie.
I'm good, thanks. And Johannesburg is good. Collins, just we saw the breaking news happening, and and immediately after that, 10 escapees were apprehended. What's happened to the others, and the ongoing search? What sort of results are they getting, especially with the fact that these are medium level prisoners who clearly have done some kind of serious issues, or for them to land in prison in medium maximum?
Well, the total of 119, actually, according to the Minister for Internal Affairs, escaped. The 10 apprehended are being re-registered into the Correctional Service, the area where it is still safe to keep inmates. The other ones, only God knows where they could be now, because in 24 hours, for someone who is criminal-minded, you know how very fast they'll be moving. They would have had an idea of where they want to run to. But then the security system had begun a process of trying to rearrest them. They are taking on their trails, tracing some on their movements as they begin to discover signs. Let's be hopeful that they would be able to catch them on their track.
Now, how has the local community in Suleja and Abuja responded to the prison break incident? And have there been any incidences since these have made it clearly out of the community? Or are they still in the community? And what are people feeling on the ground?
Definitely they will not be in Suleja. One of the things that you find with criminals is they won't even go to obscure places. Chances are that they are living within major cities, and as big as the cities are, it will be difficult to locate them immediately. But for the community around Suleja, particularly the houses, the residential quarters that border the correctional facility, you can be sure that they were shocked too. And the messages have gone out to watch out for strangers, that's people who are not usually seen in the areas, watch movement and report immediately to the police. That in itself is a national thing for all Nigerians to watch out for anyone that may be moving suspiciously. And
now, Collins, are there any insights with regards to, the cause of such significant damage being heavy downpours? So what sort of infrastructure was there? And the fact that now this infrastructure has been damaged by heavy rains, what exactly is the situation, and what has happened to the prisoners, to all the prisoners who were there, who did not try to escape?
The structure itself was built in 1914, not 40, 1-4. And That's pre-independent. Definitely, it would be weak. Although the structure then looked strong, there are houses built even before then that are still standing and still being inhabited. But for a correctional service, that was too weak. And then it was sandwiched between some houses, residential buildings. So because it's a medium security facility for correcting offenders, not much attention was paid to it. But the government has now said that one steps to be taken to relocate correctional services that are within urban communities, and then at the facility themselves, there's a beef up of security. A lot of security been around, surveillance going on, and restoring the broken walls is also going on. That's the situation right now.
And just concerns about potential risks to public safety. What are the authorities doing and saying about this? Because as you mentioned earlier, that people are feeling a bit uncomfortable with what has happened. And what are the authorities and government saying with regards to their safety?
The police particularly has deployed their men for mount security checks. They check vehicles, and the people are advised to be careful where they go to, and then to watch out very well their surroundings so that they don't find people, strangers or dangerous elements locking around, their facilities or premises. That in itself is something that to be watched for. And then, in a situation like this, being out of prison, they will want to have clothes. So they want to have clothes and money that they can spend on the escape route. And except those who probably have the opportunity of meeting up with their own needs through their criminal sources, it will be difficult for them to move without money and without clothes. So government has given out signs. The police are watching. There are security checkpoints all around. The military also is contributing. There is the social security, social and civil security corps. They are also on the lookout, making sure that safety is uppermost in this era. Anything can happen. People should avoid the dark spots.
And just when you speak of anything happening and people should avoid dark places and just finding themselves in compromising situations, it is stated that, there are some Suleja town maybe where a lot of criminals or gangs hide out. Is this the case? And would they find comfort in them being within their gangs?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that except those that have established contact consistently through the, legally allowed visitation points, as soon as they come out, those are the places they go to first. Then Suleja itself is not actually a high security risk community, except for the common criminals, burglars. Sometimes too, you find a group of these bandits coming to hide there, going to do their exploits elsewhere. Then they are in Niger State. Suleja is in Niger State, just so close to Abuja. And Niger State is one of the communities that have recently witnessed a proliferation of these bandits and terrorists, where in recent times the army and the police had a very serious gun battle with the bandits and terrorists. So actually, people need to be very careful. You don't know anyone before, watch out where you go. And then wherever you go to, let people know you are going somewhere, so that at least if there's any broken line, any breach in the communication system, they know where to look.
Well, Collins, we'll definitely be getting updates from you with regards to, the search of these people, prisoners who have escaped from prison in this unfortunate way. Thank you so much for joining us on Africa Update.
Thank you, Lulu. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Collins, and to you too. That's our correspondent in Nigeria, Collins Atohengbe, joining us on the line.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.